What does the Bible say about reveling? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. What is exactly reveling? Oxford Dictionary defines reveling as the action of participating in lively and noisy festivities, especially involving drinking and dancing. The Greek word translated as reveling is komos, meaning a carousal, as if a letting loose, reveling, rioting. That's from Strong's Concordance. When we put these definitions together, we have the idea of a raucous party, complete with all sorts of drinking, dancing, and carrying on. This is typical behavior found on college campuses and houses full of teenagers, oftentimes with the full consent of the parents. Parents who would have their children sacrifice their purity for popularity often invite their rowdy peers into their houses to indulge in alcohol, dangerous drinking games, lascivious dance, gambling, riotous destruction of property, and even fornication. Anything goes at the party scene. Every fall, unsuspecting parents send their children off to college, only to have them return for the summer having been corrupted by the evils of such debauchery. Sororities and fraternities that don't encourage such behavior are few and far between. And make no mistake about it, one of the very first activities that students are confronted with when they arrive on campus is rush, in which the student will be confronted with strong peer pressure to join one of those groups. The Bible is clear that a Christian must refrain from participating in such activities. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye not run with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. 1 Peter 4:1-5. Peter says that the Christian must not give in to peer pressure to sin. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, or filthiness, lasciviousness, not in the strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Romans 13:13-14. One may say, well, I'm going to go to the party, but I'm not going to get drunk. I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to participate in the sinful activities. I just want to be with my friends. My question for that person is, do you really think you can go to such a place, get that close to sin, and not be tempted? The Bible teaches that we must remove ourselves far from such activities, and that playing with fire leads to getting burnt. Christians must realize that we cannot be pleasing to God and simultaneously involve ourselves in reveling and debauchery.
I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.